You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How important is being part of a church community to an extraordinary faith life? Learn more in week 7 of our series, Forward.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. My name is Don, and I just want to welcome you, especially those of you who have joined us here for the first time. If that is you, or you are relatively new here, okay? Nag-uumpisa ka pa lang pumupunta dito, okay? We really hope and pray that the Lord will bless you and that you will find what you need from God here, okay? That you will receive ministry, okay, in this church, okay? If you need prayer later after the service, if you need time, okay, ministry, okay, we'd be glad to pray for you, okay? Some of our leaders are here, okay, in front. You can just come later after the service and they'll be ready to minister to you, okay? So if you are from another church and you're here checking us out, visiting us, okay, we hope and pray that the Lord will bless you, and whatever good, okay, that you find here, okay, that you will bring with you, okay, and let you be a blessing, okay, to the church that you are in, okay? So we are on the 7th week of our series entitled Forward. In this series, okay, we're talking about discipleship, okay? The goal of this series is to help us, okay, and encourage us to move forward in our discipleship journey, okay? So, and here in Victory, when we say discipleship, okay, or what we mean when we call a disciple is simply one who follows Jesus, okay, for men, okay, and who fellowships with believer, okay? So that is what discipleship is all for us, okay? Anyone who follows Jesus, okay, will end up fishing for men, okay? So not only that he will fish for men, okay, he will really make himself a part, okay, of God's church community, okay, fellowship with believers. And that's what we're going to talk about for the past 6 weeks. We've talked about what it means to follow Jesus and what it means to fish for men. In the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about what it means to fellowship with believers, okay, God's people, okay? So, and we're going to talk about church community today. Can you say that with me? Church community. All right. So I hope that this will be clear to us. Okay. I'd like to read in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47. And may I ask all of you to please stand. Let's just give reverence to God as we read His word. Thank you so much. If you have your Bibles with you, you can read along with me. I want to encourage you to bring your Bible. Okay, if you're new here, you don't have a Bible, okay, you can read along with me. We have provided scriptures for you in the screen. No? So, Acts chapter 2, verses 41, 47. Let's read this. So, those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of God for us. Let's just pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us, Lord, today. Teach us your word. Show us, Lord, what it means to be part of a church, Lord God, your church, and to belong in a church community. I pray that you would do a good work in every single person here, Lord God. Let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you. You may go ahead and have a seat. What comes into mind when you hear the word church? Okay? Dati po, okay? Nung hindi pa kayo church-goer, ano po yung mga, isa sa mga bagay na papasok sa isip natin pag-usapan natin o narinig natin yung salitang church? Okay? So, sino sa inyo dito, dati, pag sinabing church, naisip nyo parang cross, may sign of the cross doon sa church na simbahan na yun? Okay? So, oh, marami. No? Sino sa inyo, pag sinabing yung cross, okay, talagang malaking simbahan, parang Gothic church, okay, a building like that, na parang museum. Okay, so museum, you know. Meron bang ganun na dati? Okay, yun ang naisip natin. Okay, so there can many things that come to mind, you know, when we think about church or talk about church. Okay, some will thought as a building, okay, a venue. Okay, so you know, this place here, Robinson's Mall, okay? This is not a church, it is a mall, okay? But this place here that we are making and us coming here together, this is the church. Because the church is the people, okay? It's the people that comes together, okay? Gather together to worship God, to call upon the Lord, okay? So that's really what the church is all about, okay? So, and we happen to just be right here inside the mall. Okay, so and it's a convenient place to come and gather, have a time of just seeking God, experiencing fellowship, and later probably get some of the things that we need, okay, personally in the house. Now, while there are many people that lost confidence, okay, about the church, okay, still the church remains to be God's agent for transformation of society. I believe in that with all my heart. Though the church is not perfect, okay, bakit po hindi perfect ang church? Kasi nandun po tayo, okay? Nandyan ka po, nandun din ako, okay? So, right? Kaya hindi magiging perfect. As long as there are people in the church will never be perfect. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we want a perfect church. No, we want people in the church. Because God is the one who does the work of perfecting and sanctifying. Okay? And that's what the church is all about. Okay? Us being changed in the presence of God from glory to glory. Okay, so, but still, okay, even though this is the state of the church, okay, some have lost confidence in the church, okay, and the church, okay, sometimes there are controversies, sometimes, okay, there's not a perfect church, yet the church remains to be God's agent for change. The church remains to be God's opportunity so that society can experience transformation. In other words, if you remove the church, and again, when I talk about church, I'm not talking about organization or victory. I'm talking about you and me. I'm talking about you. That if you are removed from your company, from your community, okay, or any church there, if you have a group meeting there, okay, so it could affect the potential of seeing change in that community, okay? If all of the believers, okay, yung tinatawag natin nilang rapture, you know? Kung i-rapture tayo lahat dito at lahat na natira sa mundo ay puro wicked people na, okay? So, society will crumble. And sometimes nakikita tayo natin sa TV, you know? Parang ganun, karoon ng wars. Okay? Because that's really the picture. Because the church is God's agent for change. Does that make sense? Now, what does it mean to be part of a church community? Okay? And I'm talking about a local church here. What does it mean to be part of a church community? As we see in the book of Acts, the one we read a while ago, we see a couple of principles. Okay? One is being added to the church. Okay? Can you say that with me? Added to the church. All right. So it's important for us to understand this. Okay? So verse 41, so those who received his word were baptized, and there were added to that day about 3,000 souls. Okay, so I want us to understand that it's God who saves people, who forgives people. It's not us, it's not victory. It's God who changes people. It's not your victory group or your victory group leader that will change you. It's God. Okay, God simply uses his church. He uses people as an agent to experience that. Okay, and since God is the one who changes people, he saves people, he is also the one who adds people to the church. Are you with me? Are you getting this? God is the one who adds people to the church. Verse 47 tells us, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. In other words, church, listen to me. Church really is not about, you know, picking what you like and what fits you. If you are here, you come from another church, and you are on a hunt for the best church for you, brother or sister, that's not the way to go. Because it's not you who are going to add yourself to the church. It's God who's supposed to add you to the church. And when God adds you there, you simply realize that and acknowledge that, and you begin to add value to that church. You begin to give yourself to that church. You are not just there to get, but understanding that God has added you to that church, then you become, you know, an additionally a blessing to that church. Does this make sense? So if God adds you to the church, you need to put in. Hello? You need to put in. It's not about, you know, picking a church what's best for you. Oh, I like this church because, you know, this church, okay, they have big screens, okay, and LCD, and, you know, nasa mall, very convenient. Okay, so, maaring ganun yung rason. No? I don't like that church kasi parang mukhang museum, parang alungkot-lungkot. Okay, so, yung mga music, okay, so parang standard lahat. Okay, so, standard, hindi na modern. Okay, so, hindi nila alam yun. Okay lang po yun. Okay, so, So you try to pick, you know, a church for you. No. What is the church that God is wanting to add you to? That's what church is all about. That's what church community is all about. It's realizing that we are being added to the church. And when you are there, you begin to contribute to the vision and the mission of the church. That you are really part of the church. That you don't just go to church. You are part of the church. It doesn't make sense if you go to church, but you are not part of the church. Okay, there is no such a thing, okay, because God is the one who adds people to the church. Secondly, church community, what does it mean? What does it look like? Okay, it's about, you know, being devoted to the word. Being devoted to what God, okay, is saying and teaching through the scriptures in that local church. Okay, verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayers. Okay, so those whom the Lord added to the church, they become devoted to His word. Whatever that word says with regards to spiritual disciplines, okay, communion and praying, the things that we can do, God has told us or called us to do as believers to exercise through His word. Faith, hope, and all that. We begin to devote ourselves to that. We begin to set our hearts to focus in obeying what God is telling us through His word. And again, God uses pastors, teachers, evangelists, okay, to communicate His word. And we hear God's word being preached by those who have called in the ministry, okay, in the offices of ministry. So, it's central to the church that God's word is being preached. But not only that God's word is being preached, God's word is received by His church and it's being obeyed. Hello? Because what's the point of hearing God's word and you do nothing about it? God's word, when it's heard, it should be obeyed. Okay? And that's why we commit, we devote ourselves, we focus ourselves, heart, mind, soul, and strength to whatever the will of God is for us through the church that He added us into. Okay, so the disciples we see, they devoted themselves to God's word, to God's teaching, to everything that is pertaining to the Christian faith and the Christian walk, the fellowship, okay, the communion, the remembering of what Christ has done on the cross. And it's not just remembering. That remembering enables them to testify to other people so that they get saved and the Lord added them to the church again. Does this make sense? And they depend from one another, each other, in their spiritual nourishment. Because really, it's kind of like impossible to grow as a Christian by yourself when you are just your own church. Okay, church was never designed. Yes, church are people, it's us, but it's never just the individual person. Church is us, okay, being committed together to where God has added us. Devoted to the word, to fellowship, to spiritual life, And for us to grow in our devotion, we really need to get involved. That we are part of a church. That we serve God through the church. That's why, you know, I just want to appreciate all of our volunteers. Okay, our ushers, our music team, our tech people. If you're one of our volunteers, okay, can you just lift up your hands? All of our volunteers here. Okay, if you're not serving now, you're one of our volunteers. Okay, can you lift up your hands? Okay, so well, thank you. Look at these people. Can we give them a round of applause? All right. Thank you for being part of a church community, because that's what it's all about. That you are involved, that you are part, that you give yourself, you put in, you devote yourself. And we know here, we understand that, you know, you are simply encouraged to serve twice in a month, okay? And that's okay, because we know that when you serve, you're giving all of your heart, because you know you're doing it for God, and we appreciate you for that. And I believe that those who are truly added to the church are truly devoted to God as well. Those who are truly added to the church are truly devoted to God. And those who are truly devoted to God, they are really, okay, the ones that the Lord added to the church. Right? So I hope na hindi lang tayo parang part ng crowd, no? But really part tayo ng community. Because there's a difference between a crowd and a community. Okay, many of our Victory Group leaders, okay, they give their time, they give their energy, they give some of their resources in helping us minister. Because the church is not just about us, pastor, you know, doing the ministry, right? So, meron ngang nagtanong, oh, na, parang meron na sabi na, bakit yung pastor ng Victory hindi dumadalaw sa bahay-bahay, okay? So, wow, 800 kayo, dadalawin ko kayong lahat, okay? Bakit wala na ako ng asawa ko, okay? Kay curse ako ng pamilya ko, okay? Wala na akong oras sa kanila, okay? Nandito pa naman yung asawa ko, okay? So, you understand what I'm talking about? That's not what church is. Church is about, you know, empowering people. That's why we have Victory Group leaders. If you're one of our Victory Group leaders, can we see your hand? Okay, attorney, bro, okay, Elmer, come on, lift up your hands. So, Victory Group leaders, hello, lift up your hands. Okay. These are our Victory Group leaders. You can approach them anytime. And they, with a smile, they'll be glad to minister to you. Right? You want them to visit in your homes? Ask them. Okay, so, no, really, seriously. Okay? You'll be connected, be a part, okay? You'll be surprised, okay, what you will find. Not just you being able to give yourself, but, you know, the community experience that, okay? And that's my next point, okay? Church community is really experiencing connection, okay? It's being connected to one another, right? Not just that you are added and it's God who adds you to the church and you experience, you give yourself, you devote yourself to whatever the Lord is doing there, whatever God is moving in the church, but you are also connected, okay? There's that togetherness. There is that unity. There's that shared life. There are people who genuinely and truly cares for you. There are people who truly knows who you are, okay? Kahit na lima lang yon, but they know who you are. Alam niyo po, ayun ko lang sa inyo, eh, no? Pero nakakatakot po pagka ang nakakakilala lang talaga sa inyo, okay, ay tatlong tao lang. Ikaw, yung Diablo, at ang Diyos. Nakakatakot po yun, okay? Kasi yung Diablo, Diablo na talaga eh. Eh tayo, di ba? Yes, meron tayong fallen nature. Okay, hindi tayo perfect. Okay? Yes, God can speak, God can encourage. But you know, God designed us to be connected with others. Because if you will just be on your own, you will always struggle. That's what happened to Peter. We talked about Peter last week. Remember that? Okay? You know, most of the time we see Peter, he's always with someone else. And every time with someone else, talagang, woo! Ang yabang niya, parang ang dami niyang mga gawa, tapang-tapang niya. Okay, so, and for some reason, that helps him a lot. Okay, so, he was doing good and doing well. But by the time when he was alone and no one was there to encourage him, it was the time where he denied Jesus Christ. One of his greatest defeat happened when no one else was there but himself alone. Because church is never designed to be walked alone. Church is designed for us walking together, for us to share our lives together. Verse 44, and all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Wow, how are they able to do this? Because there are shared lives. It's no longer about themselves, but there is a genuine desire to care for people. There's genuine desire to give. There's genuine desire to really meet the needs of people. And I really pray that there are people who can speak into your life. I have people who can speak into my life other than my wife. And praise God for my wife, you know, who really respects me enough to tell me what I need to hear. But I also have some men. Pastor Mark is one of those men who I give permission, not just because he's my boss, okay, but because he is my friend from the beginning when we grew up together. We were already speaking, okay, and correcting one another, encouraging one another. This is not just about, you know, trying to listen to the words that you want to hear, but the words that you need to hear. And some of those words that you need to hear are not pleasant words. There may be words of correction, but there are words of life to you. I remember when we were in Dumaguete, okay, planting a church, okay, kakamove lang namin. We don't know anybody, no relatives, okay, parang it's our first time. Okay, at least my wife and my daughter, okay, that was my second time. Okay, so while we were there, we moved in, plan a church. But what really helped us, and you know, being married, okay, how many of you know that, you know, marriage is not all, you know, dating and, you know, you know, you understand what I'm talking about, right? So sometimes there are things that happens in marriage. I just thank God for people, okay, who are my friends, my pastor, my friends, okay, mga kaibigan ko, Malati Sending Church ko noon, you know, they would call us, okay, once, okay, or twice a month. Okay, there are people who always call me and, you know, ask me, how are you doing? How is Janet, okay? Is she happy, okay? Are you treating her well, okay? So, dinate mo ba yung asawa mo, okay? Praise God for that. Hello? They are the people who genuinely care, not just for me, but for my family as well. And you know what's amazing? Anytime we need help, anytime we get into trouble, they are ready to fly us into Manila so that they can help us and minister to us and send us back again. That's what church is really all about. And I praise God and I thank God that I've experienced that genuinely here in this church. And that is our desire, that we are connected, that we have lives that we share together. And hindi to parang pakikialam, okay, na nakikialam ka sa personal na buhay ko. No, I'm giving them permission. In fact, if they will not call, I call them, bro, I need help. And that's an agreement, okay? It's both an agreement that, you know, they can call me anytime, I can call them anytime. That's an agreement between me and my wife. Okay, anytime you need somebody to call, okay, kasi, you know, I need to be rebuked, call that person. Because that is our covenant. Why? Because separation is never an option in our marriage. And if we can come into agreement, we can talk, okay, we need to bring someone else. That happened a few times, okay, in our marriage. Okay, so, but that's what church really is all about. It's us being connected. No matter where you're coming from, no matter what your spiritual upbringing is, no matter what cultural mindset that you have, this verse that we're reading, 3,000 people were added. Okay, dati 120 lang sila, ngayon 3,120 na. Plus. Okay, plus women and children. Okay. But they were coming from different places. Okay. Some of them were already born and grew up in a different place. Okay. They were just there for the festival. But the Lord added them. There was such a community, a sense of family that was so real and genuine that it meets all of their needs. In fact, what's amazing, if you read further in the book of Acts, it says there was no one who had needs. Wow, what an amazing picture. No one in the church who had needs, for from time to time, okay, they sell what they have and they just give. Everybody gives. That's why everybody receives. What an amazing picture of church community. There's unity in diversity. You see, church community requires not only that we are added and we devote ourselves, but we link ourselves with people. Kaya makita nyo dito, verse 44, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. There are two gatherings. There is the temple gathering like this, where everybody comes together in the temple to worship, to bring an offering and sacrifice. But there are also small groups where they gather in their homes and break bread together. Nowadays, we call that small group. Here, we call it victory groups. Okay, a small discipleship group that is there to help you follow Jesus, fish for men, and experience fellowship with God's people. That is the purpose of our victory groups. And because that is what's happening in the early church and how it was designed for us. They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. That's what church is all about. You know, it's hard to link yourself with this size of a people. It's difficult. But connecting yourself and linking yourself, okay, really genuinely happens when you be part of a small group, be part of a victory group. In fact, looking at this, okay, if you're not really part of what's happening in the Acts, okay, yung house-to-house meeting nila, probably are not part of the church. Because that is what the church is about. It's not just about the Sunday that we are here, but it's about our lives being connected together. And it's not just about the victory group meeting. That happens once a week, 1 hour. It's about our lives, the relationships that are being linked together, because God is the one who linked that. And we find support, we find encouragement, we find life in what we share together. That's what church community is all about. Okay, so the question is, how many of you are part of a small group? Yes, you may be part of this big meeting Sunday after Sunday, but how many of you really are part of a small group and your lives are linked and connected? Okay. To a smaller fellowship where you receive encouragement, where you find life from others as well. Because remember, God always uses people. He always uses people. Let me read this verse before I pray. 1 Peter 2 verse 5. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Living stones, spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You know, I pray, perhaps some of you here, there was a time that you're excited about church. You know, I really pray, and now you're just simply attending. I really pray that will not continue. And whatever happened, God can restore the joy. God can renew things for you. I want to encourage you. If you believe God has added you to this church, start giving yourself. Start connecting. Just start, you know, opening up yourselves. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about us, it's about God. It's really not about you, it's about God. Yet God's will for you is always good, it's always pleasing. It's always perfect. Lord, thank you for this church. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to just be a church to someone else, Lord. To be that church, Lord God, to reach out, Lord. Even those that are here, Lord God, who are not yet connected, whose lives, Lord God, are not yet been open and shared before you. But Lord, I pray that today you would do a work, a good work, Lord God, in their hearts. And I pray that you would heal whatever it is that hinders them, whatever offenses, whatever false mindsets, Lord God, whatever things that they have received in the past, Lord God, that now hinders them. Lord, whatever it is, Lord God, that changed the way it was, Lord, when you first added them and they were excited and they brought their families and they brought their kids and they bring their friends and they give themselves. And Lord, something happened along the way that they just come on Sunday and go out and leave and no connection. Lord, I believe that's never your will. That's never your desire. But that your desire for your people is always to grow, to be blessed, and be a blessing. So Lord, I just pray that you would heal hearts today, that you would open hearts so that everyone will experience what church community is all about. I pray that you would remove any fear. I pray that you would remove any hindrance, whatever it is, Lord God. I pray that there will just be willingness, Lord, to be a part, to try it out, Lord, to give a few hours of the rest of the week just to experience what church community is all about. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you because you are doing a good work right now. Lord, I pray that every one of us here will find a genuine friend in this church. A person who truly cares, who has the best interest for us, who will provoke us to love God more rather than run away from God. Lord, give us those kind of people. Give us those kind of relationships. In Jesus' name, I pray. You would do that, Lord. One more thing that I want to pray for today. If you're here, and maybe you're new here, and you desire church, maybe God is doing something in your life, I want to give you an opportunity. It all starts by surrendering your life to God. And perhaps God, you know, is adding you to this church. And perhaps for the first time, okay, you would want to surrender your life to God. You would want to say, God, I am yours. I give my life to you. Do as you please in my life. If that's you, would you lift up your hands? I just want to pray for you. If this is will be your first time that you would surrender your life to Him, truly surrender your life to Him and commit to follow Him, to walk with Him and to know Him, I want to pray for you. If that's you, would you just lift up your hands? Anyone in this room? Anyone at all in this room? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. If you know in your heart you need God in your life, would you pray this quick prayer with me quickly? Say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I humble myself before you. Lord, save me. Forgive me of all my sins. And make me a new person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. He is my Lord. And I believe in my heart that He died for my sins and He rose again from the dead so that I may find forgiveness and salvation to eternal life. Lord, help me to know You more and live for You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.